Sorry about
Good afternoon,
that.
Sunshine Country. It's now 15 minutes past the hour of 12 o'clock noon. Sharla Schmidt with me, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. How are you, Sharla?
I'm great. And I usually say good morning, but it
is
afternoon.
It is
afternoon.
You made it. You've had a busy morning.
I've had a busy morning, yeah.
Has it been a productive morning?
It has been a productive morning. Yes, it has. Very productive. So I have done a lot of county business this morning.
Well, you started with the meeting and then you wrapped up with auditors or something like that?
It was a state auditor.
Yeah.
Yep. Went over our past fiscal year, went over with the auditor, the treasurer, and then two board members.
So. I got to say, that doesn't sound like very much fun. To be perfectly honest.
For me, it isn't. I would never pick that as a career, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. But you know what? It's important work.
It is important. You know, the other thing is it's important that they do go over that so that nothing is being done, that all offices are running efficiently.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
And that's the most important thing for
not,
a county.
Not taken away from the importance of it, because it is important. And without that scenario, a lot of bad things can happen. So.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's exactly right.
Let's talk about the meeting this morning. First, all the supervisors present at the meeting.
We were all present.
All the routine preliminary items were approved.
All approved.
Audience comments?
None. We had zero today.
Okay. Supervisors weekly committee and assignment updates.
Alex Burton, he had a SWPCO meeting. Mark Peterson had a Waubonsie Mental Health. And Sharla Schmidt had a Zion board meeting. So those were our duties.
Secondary roads update.
Okay. Kind of a, she has some updates today.
Awesome.
So yeah. And I'll give you the basic, but people like to hear this. They hauled rock to the Coburg area. And spotted rock in Elliott and Stanton areas, and mowed gravel road shoulders in the Morton Mills and Stanton areas.
Okay.
Conducted equipment maintenance and cleaned ditches for intersection improvement at 148th and Quince Avenue east of Q Avenue.
Okay.
So then she talked about FEMA. Excuse me. When we all had those storms, they had the debris removal that we had to do, and so actually FEMA will cover 75% of that cost.
Okay.
So we will be receiving $11,565.88 from FEMA for reimbursement for bridge debris removal related to the May 24 storms in Montgomery County.
Okay.
That was for four bridge locations, by the way.
All right.
So then she said J Avenue. I said, you know, I was just thinking about J Avenue this morning because I live over there.
Yeah.
But anyway, so FEMA has completed their review of the project. And so then the information was sent on to Homeland Security for their review. And I said, my question was, why does it have to be? She goes, anything FEMA does goes to Homeland Security for review. So that's just the normal process.
Mm-hmm.
So then once Homeland Security reviews the project, we'll be able to move forward with the project if it's approved. And so Bryant said, well, do you think it's going to be approved? And she goes, I feel positive, but she said, I can't say. Okay.
Right.
So anyway. Then the final plans for the railroad bridges on L and Q Avenue are being reviewed by Burlington Northern. In addition, she's passed on the final draft of the construction contract between the county and Burlington Northern to our county attorney for review. Once the contract is approved by Burlington Northern's legal team, we can move forward with having the board sign it. At this time, we are hoping to let the railroad bridges in November of 2025, which means the final plans and the contract will have to be signed and submitted to IDOT before August 19th. So,
okay.
And then the G Avenue pipe project, they're just waiting on the contractor to sign and return the contract to us and provide us with a performance bond. And that's it. They're continually working on the 5-year construction plan.
Okay.
So
she had quite a bit. Yeah.
You want to take that?
Yeah.
You can have that. Yeah.
Perfect.
She had quite a bit today. So
the next agenda item, Charlotte, is maintenance.
Okay. Yeah.
Discuss elevator modernization quotes and action as necessary.
So Dan came to me before the meeting And Schumacher, their proposal, it was over 30 days since they had submitted it.
Yep.
So they are redoing it, and so we didn't take any action. It'll be on next week's agenda because I said we really need to see the new dollar amount.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So no action taken there.
No action there today.
All right.
Yeah.
Any other things maintenance-wise other than the elevator at the
moment? He did not. No, he didn't have anything today.
Under new business, discuss agreement for online code of ordinances from American Legal Publishing with action as necessary.
Now, we talked about that last week. She brought that to us, and that's basically digitizing our ordinances so that they're on our website.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot easy to access, user-friendly. I brought this for you. That tells you a little bit about the company. And I asked her, I said, now, I know we talked about this, but I said, so where Story County is the one who has done this.
Yep.
They have done this. And so, and the auditor there said that it's worked very well. And so anyway, they actually did a motion to approve this, our board. And the cost of that's going to be, you pay $595 up front for hosting, and then after that, that's a hosting fee, and then after that, it's $595 per year, and then there's a 2% increase per year after that. Now,
how much does it cost to have it digitized?
That's it, $595. I don't think I'm using the wrong word.
Okay.
But basically, because then Brian said, so if we have a new ordinance within a couple of months, she said, they'll put it in there. It'll be on there. So.
Wow. $595, that seems, and then that's the ongoing fee too, is $595 a year for licensing.
Yes, exactly. So they ask, how long does that last? And she goes, until you don't want it anymore. If you don't want to use them, then there's no written contract or signed agreement.
Resolution, was that approved? Was there action on that?
That was approved. Okay. Yeah, unanimously.
Approved resolution 2025-22 to designate voting representatives for the Iowa State Association of Counties.
Okay, I'll try and explain this a little bit. In November of 2024, the ISAC membership, and we were there, I think most of us were there, we approved an amendment to the Articles of Incorporation to position the organization for an updated tax status with the Internal Revenue Service. So to clarify to the Internal Revenue Service that it is the counties that control, act, and vote on ISAC matters, the Articles of Incorporation were amended to have the Board of Supervisors designate voting delegates through a resolution. So the voting delegates remain the same as before, which are elected officials and the principal officer for each county department. So anyway, the resolution basically is a document that is basically states that, the board is the one.
Yeah.
And the resolution named each department and member from that. And like the board of supervisor, it was all five of us. Now, if the board changes, then they have to update the resolution.
But to be the voting representatives for the Iowa Association of Counties, it's our five supervisors.
Well, it's not just that. You have the treasurer, the recorder, the auditor, the sheriff, the engineer, everybody. All the departments from our voting members.
Okay.
And they were all named on the resolution. I should have brought you a copy.
Was that approved?
That was approved, yes. Okay. That was approved.
All right.
Well, we were the ones who voted on it in November, so if we didn't want to approve it, we should have thought about that.
Discuss additional benefit package for fiscal year 27 from the IGHCP.
And that's our Iowa Governmental Health Care Plan.
Okay.
And that's the company that provides our health insurance, that we get our health insurance through. And what... they just talked to us. They had talked to Jill about looking at life insurance and EAP and line of duty in our next year benefits package. And it's just a minimum cost to the county per employee. And so, like, you could do $10,000 or $20,000 worth of life insurance. The county pays that. And then if the employee wants to get more. But anyway, I said, so when do we talk about this? She goes, when we do budgets, start budgeting budgets, and then they'll come. Iowa Governmental Health Care Plan will come, and when they present what our cost will be for health insurance next year. They'll include this in and talk to us about it.
Okay.
So that'll be a decision made next year.
Okay. Yeah, it was just a discussion item.
It was just a discussion, yeah.
Amend motion from July 15th to set fiscal year 26 budget amendment from August 12th at 9:15 to August 26th at 9:15.
Yeah, we weren't going to be ready.
Okay.
So we had to just move the date up to August 26th. So.
Agenda items for the next meeting.
Well, we're going to have the elevator on there, hopefully. Yep. We got to get a decision made so we can get that going. And there'll be some monthly reports, but really couldn't think of anything else right now.
Okay.
So.
Then you adjourned that meeting, and then you went to your audit findings.
That wasn't like an official meeting.
What was the – overall, how did it go?
It went very well. You know, Jill and – I'll have to give Jill and Jackie credit. They know their department and everything that he went over, anything, you know, that he had, you know, said, well, this and this and – they had the answers. Things had already kind of been fixed because he had gone over it with them before and stuff. So,
okay.
You know, when you're running a government, running a business, you have humans.
Yes.
There's always little quirks here and there. So
always something, that's for sure. So,
And the biggest thing is always the designation of duties, right?
Yes. That's a challenge for all of our counties, really, in this area and most municipalities, and segregation of duties is a tough one.
And I understand that, and it's good that they actually bring it to our attention, because, you know, I feel like lately, you know, when you see, like, you know, we had a county in Iowa that, you know, had a little issue in their treasurer's office, and you have, like, in cities and things like that where there's money that's maybe been mishandled. It's important for them to bring that to our attention.
Yeah. Well, that's why the audits are important and all
yes,
of those sorts of things. So,
yes, it is. So,
as boring as it may be,
it wouldn't be my field, I'll tell you that much.
It is certainly important that it's done, and we thank those people for doing it.
Yes,
so,
we do.
Absolutely.
Yes, we do.
Anything else we need to touch on?
That's all I can think of today, sir.
Very good. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Charlotte Schmidt with me, Chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors.
At Bank Iowa, we are invested.